Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
A lot of times, the yung pure surprise, the sheer surprise, will disappoint you. That, like, there have been a lot of surprises that are surprising, but not in a good way. So give me the surprise, quote-unquote, that makes sense to me, because this is how I played it out in my head. This is how I wrote it in my head. And I think the reason why everything worked in WrestleMania yesterday was because we expected the thing. Most of us expected the thing, and we got the thing that we expected, and it was executed perfectly. Matino yung pagka sulat nila. Nobody missed their beat, you know. Nobody fucked up, and everyone involved in that had to be given credit.
Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you are listening.
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate joining us for our post-WrestleMania reactions episode, and it's a big one for a couple of reasons. First off, the podcast is officially 10 years old, so we officially recorded our first episode, kami ni Ro, on April 7, 2014, right after WrestleMania 30. About 30 minutes after I caught Yesomania on delay because I had work as it was happening live. So thank you again to everybody who has celebrated 10 years of the Wrestling Podcast with us. We're going to do it big, and we've announced on social media how we're doing it big. We're going to do it through Quiz Night. All of the details on Facebook.com/Wrestling Podcast. We've got a Quiz Night on 420, April 20 at Hobby Stadium in New Manila. Hope you can join us there as we celebrate a decade of the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. The second reason why this episode is big, we've got one of our frequent collaborators, a good friend of the podcast, and a personal member of my team, Gru, Mikey Llorin, joining us on the pod this week. What's up, Mikey?
What's good? What's up, friends?
Oh, masaya si Mikey.
Thanks for having me.
Masaya siya. He's really happy. We've got a lot of feelings to get through for our post-WrestleMania reactions episode. Also got to have a greeting going out, medyo delayed greeting then, to one of our friends from the Pod Network, longtime friends of the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Nisan, also celebrating 10 years.
The longest. Kung
anniversaries natin.
Yeah, kung tayo ang longest running weekly episodic wrestling program, sila ang longest running comedy podcast sa Pilipinas. So shout out to Makoy Pare.
Congrats, Makoy Pare.
Nanggising siya ng 7 a.m. ng Sabado kasi excited siya sa WrestleMania. At sabi ko, tayo na, medyo advanced ka pa, pare.
Pero he wasn't the only one. He wasn't the only one. I also have a few friends who, Robin Sane also thought WrestleMania was sila, on Saturday.
Yes, shout out to McCoy, shout out to Ingo, shout out to everybody at Team Machong Chismisan.
Happy 10th anniversary Machong Chismisan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're coming off a huge weekend. Kailangan ng mga friends natin no, na WrestleMania Saturday. So Saturday sa Pinas, pero syempre, advance tayo eh. We're on the other side of the world. So we gotta start at the ending. And the ending of WrestleMania 40, some would say the best WrestleMania of all time is Cody finishing the story. So I think we all expected it to be Avengers Endgame levels of ish, but it was gloriously a cluster F it for all intents and purposes. So Mikey, let's start with you. What did you think of everybody coming together, the ghosts of Roman past?
Before I say that, I'll say happy anniversary, Wrestling Podcast. Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Means a lot. What also meant a lot was the main event last night, because that cluster F was everything it needed to be. It's rare that everyone expects something to happen and then it happens and it's still like mind-blowing. Like this is a, it shows how overrated surprises are, really, because we were surprised. I think if you really thought about it, the nerds among us expected Austin, they expected Cena, they expected run-ins and surprise entrances. And then when it happened, we still freaked out as if we didn't expect it at all. So it was, it all worked so perfectly. And that, in line with the narrative, the story being told and the story being finished, was just so satisfying. I haven't felt this satisfied watching a wrestling main event match in, I guess Kofi Mania was the last that was this like, oh my God, I'm so happy. This is so perfect feeling. Becky Lynch, almost this. Sayang that weird pin with Ronda Rousey. But Kofi Mania, WrestleMania, this. And maybe WrestleMania 20 and WrestleMania 12 with Shawn Michaels. But this one, it just felt like, they knew, they being the company, knew what the audience needed to feel. And then they did everything to make the audience feel that. I certainly felt that last night. I was in tears, screaming and crying by myself while my wife and child looked on. I was just freaking out at how amazing everything was. It worked out so perfectly.
Your child is actually point, younger than some of the story beats that they touched on. But sorry, Ro, go ahead.
No, sorry. To Mikey's point about surprises being overrated, I brought this up a while back, just recently on my page. Now, I want, and we want the story to make sense. Okay, we want predictable, because predictable is how it all makes sense. Because otherwise, if you deviate from the way in my head that it makes sense, that's where it all goes to shit, really. Okay, I never really liked it. I understood, but I never really liked it when people keep saying, oh, this is so predictable, this is so predictable. I want to be surprised. But a lot of times, the yung pure surprise, the sheer surprise will disappoint you. There have been a lot of surprises that are surprising, but not in a good way. So give me the surprise, quote-unquote, that makes sense to me, because this is how I played it out in my head. This is how I wrote it in my head. And I think the reason why everything worked in WrestleMania yesterday was because we expected the thing. Most of us expected the thing, and we got the thing that we expected, and it was executed perfectly. Matino yung pagka sulat nila. Nobody missed their beat, you know, nobody fucked up, and everyone involved in that had to be given credit.
I think, really, going off of what Ro said, more than giving us what we wanted, what we've been asking for as fans, it's also how it was delivered to us. About the high drama that was involved with the main event was just very present after all those spots where we thought, ala na, tapos na, dinaya na naman si Cody. Diba? Yung times na spinier siya ulit. Kala natin tapos na, diba? Diba? And even the opening moments of the match where they ripped off each other's moves, diba? Where they really put a nice touch on letting people know that this is really that final battle that you guys wanted to see. This is really that end game sort of level of excitement that we've been building up to for a year, diba? May mga umiikot din na rumors sa wala si Stone Cold ganyan. But honestly, with what we got right now and how it turned out, parang okay na ako eh, di ba?
Can we complain pa ba?
Yeah, I don't pine for anything more than what was given to us. Kasi kahit alam na natin yung pupuntahan, diba, it's how we got there. That was really the beautiful part about it.
No, sorry, just about the Stone Cold and then Undertaker pala sort of thing. I was thinking about this last night as I drifted off in my happy wrestling sleep. It's like you ordered a steak meal and then you were given a steak meal. Tapos biglang may surprise plate and you're like, oh shit, ito na yung lobster to pare. Or lobster to. Tapos pagbukas, it's like the best crab you've ever had. And I'm sorry ah, but crab's better than lobster. Sorry, friends.
I wouldn't know.
Pero you eat it and it's crab and it's like, oh my God, it's better than lobster. And there's still like one or two people who are served the same meal. They're like, yeah, pero I wanted lobster pare. And it's like, dude, shut up. It's the best fucking meal you've ever had. It was so good. Like, this is the best crab you've ever had. So I was just thinking about that. Sorry.
That analogy is the most relatable and non-relatable thing at the same time coming from an Atenista from the South. So I just had to get that in. Emil, let's go to you here. Seth Rollins coming out in Shield regalia, Shield theme music, knowing he was the one guy who could truly get under Roman's skin. Sabi niya kay Cody weeks ago, I will be your Shield. And he was literally the Shield, sacrificing himself, atoning for his sins from a decade ago, opening the door for Cody to finish the story. How was that whole sequence of events for you?
First of all, when the Shield music hit, everyone at Skinny Mike, so everyone watching at home, was at least expecting that, oh shit, maybe Moxie's gonna come out or Ambrose is gonna come out. You know, I think I'm not the only one, right? I think everyone. But that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. I was kind of afraid because people were bringing up, oh, maybe Seth is gonna turn on Cody because they lost the previous night. But I'm glad that they went the way they did. Because he honored his word there. Eh? He literally said to Cody, I am your Shield in this battle against Roman. And he's crediting himself as, I'm one of the reasons why Roman is the way he is. And damn, when people are delivering on their expectations in the world of wrestling, that's the most satisfying thing ever. And again, that was, may mga nakita akong takes online na, oh, he was doing all this thing, and then he was laid out twice, but that's his purpose. He was there to be laid out to answer to his previous sins, and it was absolutely done perfectly. Like no words needed. It was just perfect for me.
That babyface celebration at the end really reminded me of Sami Zayn winning the NXT Championship noong December 2014, 'di ba? All of yung mga babyfaces na tinalo ni Roman, from LA Knight to John Cena, even freaking CM Punk na medyo saling pusa na in this whole story. Pero syempre, friends sila ni Cody, they've got
yung mga di tumulong.
Oh, yung mga di tumulong, 'di ba? Nakatambay lang doon habang nagkaka-cluster F na in the ring. I thought that was pretty fun. It was nice to bring them all together for that moment before Cody's family came in. What did you guys think of that?
Sorry,
basta nandun si Mama Rhodes. Okay, yeah. Mama Rhodes, pare, talking about payoffs. Mama Rhodes coming out, diba, inalay pa niya yung belt. Cody offered up his belt to Mama Rhodes.
Kasi no, umiyak, man. No, umiyak. On kasi, air, when Mama Rhodes came in.
I mean, I can relate. Kasi, diba, yun yung prevalent name na umiiral throughout this whole storyline, especially from the final boss himself. So, ang ganda lang na may homage to his mom siya. Nandun din yung mga kapatid niya. Well, except for the one brother, but nandun din yung kapatid niya. And his family was there. Even his in-laws were there. I really popped when I saw Brandy. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I did not expect that entrance to include her. It was a nice touch of acknowledgement, especially since throughout this entire thing, hindi siya binanggit, diba? Diba? It may have even gotten to a point na nakalimutan natin asawa sila. But that was nice that they acknowledged it. She made her entrance, but was there and was present throughout the entire thing. So that was a nice touch for my
end. Hey, to me, that's what happens when you have a showrunner na hindi kupal, diba? Na hindi, na, you know, who doesn't, you know, have a weird idea of how human beings, normal emotional human beings, are supposed to act, right? So, yeah, last year, at WrestleMania 39, we had a down moment. Like, everyone, he was shit, but everybody was feeling bad, right? But he knew to actually follow through on what he set out to do the first time. Right? So, well, I'm sure we'll talk about this later on, but the Triple H era really is here. And he solidified it by really following through on his promise of long-term storytelling. And I keep saying it again and again that it's not always the best idea for business, like having all stories be told in the long-term way. Like, sometimes you do need to pivot, and then they did pivot because everybody was shitting on The Rock. But when the plan does come together, it tells you why it's worth waiting for. It's not always all waiting for, but moments like this prove why that kind of storytelling is still superior when done right.
Yun, binanggit mo na Ro, let's get to it. After Cody celebrated with the baby faces and his family, he had a post-match promo very similar to what New Japan does at the end of Wrestle Kingdom and all their other big shows. And he openly acknowledged Bruce Pritchard, the executive director of WWE, and Paul Triple H Levesque, our fearless leader. And binansagan na nila tong Paul Levesque era. Mikey and Chino, you guys are the elder statesmen in this room right now. How do you feel Mikey about this new era? Fine, Mikey more than Chino. How do you feel about this new era being dubbed that way as a validation of everything Triple H has done as showrunner over the last 12 years?
I feel like the whole weekend was a statement. So first, how I feel about it. How I feel about it is like, I'm just so happy, right? Good riddance to the old era. Good riddance to Vince.
Amen to that.
Good riddance to, like, long-term... Wrestling fans have a long memory. But the program has such a short memory because Vince had such a short memory.
Like, he didn't care.
They didn't care. He didn't give a flying crap. He would make up memory that never happened just to satisfy what he wants to do that night. So the whole weekend was like showing you, na, hey, if you've been paying attention for the past 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, we welcome you to join us. So I say this because, speaking of long-term memory, the first time I saw babyfaces carrying a champion babyface was WrestleMania 10. When the babyfaces came out after Bret Hart beat Yokozuna after he got screwed the year before by Hulk Hogan. Fuck Hulk Hogan. So, grade 10, they celebrate with him. And grade 10, sorry, teacher brain. WrestleMania 10, they celebrate with him. And then the next time I saw that was when Randy Orton won and Evolution lifted Randy Orton the next night. So when Cody invited Triple H to the ring, and they were carrying him on his shoulders, and Triple H was in front of him. Medyo may PTSD ako from the Vince era, where it felt like
everybody
oh,
does.
Oh shit! Is Triple H gonna do this? And when he does this, alam mo nang may twist or what? Oh, sorry, lumabas yung thumbs up. But the fact that that didn't happen and that it was truly like a celebration of Cody felt like a strong message after a weekend of strong messages that no, we are endorsing this guy. Things are different now. The things you used to be scared of are things you don't have to be scared of anymore. And I think more than anything new that the Paul Levesque era is going to introduce us, and they'd introduce a whole bunch of new stuff this weekend. Right before this recording, Raw was happening and Ilja showed up, right? So there's a lot of new happening. But I think more the strongest message and the best thing I feel about this Paul Levesque era is that it's just telling us, look, your PTSD thing can calm down. You can speak to your therapist and come back to this relationship. We're gonna be okay. And it hasn't felt like this since I was a kid. So I hope it sticks. I was tweeting about this last night. I hope it sticks because you never know with wrestling, eh? Diba? Pero this weekend was just message after message after message of, Mikey, it's gonna be okay. You can trust again.
Para sa'yo talaga, no?
you're not gonna hate.
Sabi ni Triple HK, Mikey, you're in of, yeah, of parang, the Philippines.
It's parang maybe, just maybe, wrestling doesn't have to be stupid, is what it felt like. So it was nice.
I speaking of what Mikey said about yung returning fans, I actually checked online. The one place you shouldn't be checking for these things. when it comes to the consensus of elder statesmen of wrestling, diba? Yung mga lapsed fans, yung mga huling nanood nung nandiyan pa si The Rock, diba? People yeah. Who stopped watching for a good few years, diba? 5-10 years probably nung huli silang nanood ng wrestling, and seeing them say things like wrestling is back, diba? This is actually watchable again, diba? I'm all here for it. It's just inspiring kasi nakita talaga natin yung change, yung drastic change from the era that was to the era that is right now. I have all respect for all the things that happened in the previous era. Kasi, di ba, good or bad, kinalakihan natin yung Attitude Era, or ako, di ba, kinalakihan natin yung Ruthless Aggression. And it was all there. And yes, a lot of bad, di ba, but also a lot of good. So I respect that kasi kung wala yun, wala din tong era na to. That's where Triple H comes from, after all. But Triple H actually being his own man and actually leading this crew and steering the ship in the right direction really just reflects a lot on how this show was produced and kung ano yung kinalabasan ng mga storylines na kinukwento nila all throughout. So definitely a change from what was and now what is. Ang ganda lang panoorin.
All right, for this next one, I want to go around the room because I don't want to invalidate anyone who's only like 5 WrestleManias old to 40-something WrestleManias old. But a lot of people have said, best WrestleMania ever, agree or disagree. Let's go in ascending order. Emil.
Yes. Very simple. Yes. Because I've only been a wrestling fan for 12 years. So 28 was my first one. And before 40, I think my best one is 31. And this has by far eclipsed 31. Because my measure of it is the ending. If everyone got their satisfying ending. And actually, Roy and I were counting down Manias before. And I think the last one that made people so happy was 31. You know, that was the last time where everyone was celebrating at the end. And then this one, man, just everything from the beginning and the end, all of the stories got their finish, not just the Cody one, but we also, the Drew one also had a finish to it. The yung Awesome Truth also got their finish to their story. So this Sammy as well. So this felt like the season finale of wrestling. This, like, that's the feeling I got, and it was a damn good one. So recency bias, but I guess I can speak from all the WrestleManias that I've experienced that this is the best one.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
I don't know. I felt like 20 and 30 were better for me. Siyempre. Because Emil said we're only judging by the endings, really. And we're still judging by the endings. Then 20 and 30 were still really good. 40 is good by its merit of actually finishing a long-term story that they set to tell from the WrestleMania before and the Royal Rumble that came before that WrestleMania. So that's good. That's really, really good. It's up there, yes, definitely. But if the best WrestleMania criteria is based on the ending, sure. I don't know. I'm not going to call it mine, but I understand why people will call it the best WrestleMania ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mikey, Chino, whichever of you.
Ako, sige. I say the same thing as Ro, actually. Nagulat ako na yung din sinabi niya. Because I was also going... Kasi pag sinabi mong ever,
yeah,
it implies a length of time that is immeasurable, diba? Yeah. To us. Diba? Kasi ever, lahat yan eh. Diba? Ever.
That's true.
So parang, gone to my head right now, hindi ko masabi kung totoo ang ever maganda siya, diba? Kasi, again, umamin din si Emil, baka recency bias to. We're all coming off the WrestleMania high, diba? So it might be the best WrestleMania ever, but I can't really say kasi YouTube, may mga examples tayo na binigay earlier in the episode of moments that equal this, diba? So, who's to say na nag-iisa lang siya? Yes, the payoff was there. And yes, the catharsis was there. Tapos na tayo kay Roman Reigns. Tapos na tayo sa previous era of wrestling, so to speak. But I can't really say kung eto talaga yung tatayaan kong manok na all in, diba? Pun intended.
Mikey?
You guys are weekly hosts of podcasts, so I understand why you hesitate on making a statement that end up being wrong in the future. I have no such burdens. I can be totally wrong for something I say today. And I'll just say I'm wrong. It's okay. I don't have a show. No one's going to troll me. So given that, also clarify lang, I'm not 40 WrestleMania years old. I've watched them all, but I'm not 47 WrestleManias old. I'm 37 WrestleManias. Ganon. But given all of that, best WrestleMania ever. Unless Cody does a murder suicide one day or something.
Oh my God.
No, kasi ako, it ruins 20. Sorry, it ruins 20.
It's, oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was great.
That's not fair. Come on.
I like how you took the license of like, wala akong podcast so I can say whatever I want.
I can just be wrong.
Chris Benoit did not kill his family in the main event of WrestleMania 20. That's not fair. Okay, we're judging by the WrestleMania.
Yes. We are totally judging by the WrestleMania, but since we didn't establish criteria, right? We're establishing like what mine is. And when I watch 20, okay, sorry. Okay, let's remove the outside real life stuff, right? Mm-hmm. 20 was too long for me. 30 was 20 was too long. It was like 17 was better than 20, pero ibang usapan na to eh, right? So I feel like the pacing, the two nights, the structure, the length of time, the stories being told, the conclusions, the climaxes, and the narrative, and everything leading up to an entire weekend of matches. I can't think of any WrestleMania better than this one that I watched. And if I'm wrong, just have me on again next time and I'll say I was wrong when I was here.
Hey, I'm going to agree with Mikey here, and I'm someone who hosts a podcast and I'm someone who's employed with, you know, by the company that mounts these events. Yung overall arc, you know, the entire journey, all of the stories that were finished, the championships that changed hands, diba? Seeing Awesome Truth get their moment, something na not as high as like a Sammy moment, a Bailey moment, a Cody moment, all of that, sobrang ganda. They all punctuated one another. And then even yung lowest of lows, where at the end of night one, Michael Cole bellows out, Cody is screwed, to really raise the stakes heading into night two. Like, I'm sorry, WrestleMania 20, I look at it with rose-colored glasses, but 20 did not have that. 30 did not have that either. 35 did not have that, and I was there for all 7.5 hours of it. 40, my God.
Kasi nga kupal yung showrunner noon. I mean, like, he wasn't interested in telling those. It was still short-term booking. I mean, for all the big moments, like, yes, syempre, if you match up short-term booking versus the really long game here that we got, malamang the long game's gonna, malamang the long game's always gonna win because you were taken for the ride that he meant to take you on. That's totally fine. I understand. I respect it. I totally respect it.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like the past, like, however many years with the Vince era, there were glimpses of greatness. Eh. Parang there's glimpses of minsan may story being tied up, minsan may talagang catharsis na moment, minsan may talagang long-term storytelling na may payoff. This WrestleMania felt like Triple H showing na I can do all of these things and put it into a weekend that makes sense. Like, it felt like this is what's to support what Stan was saying. This is what makes me feel one day after, recency bias be damned, that this is the best WrestleMania ever. Kasi parang all the favorite things we have about wrestling that we saw over however many years of WrestleMania, ginawa lahat this weekend. It was just like all there. We were just so happy about all the little things, little and big. And then it culminated with the biggest fucking thing that they could do. And it was just magical for me. So for that and other reasons, I will stand by, as of today, best WrestleMania ever.
All right. It was a love letter to wrestling fans. That's what WrestleMania 40 felt like for me. I think for most people as well.
Fair. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about Roman Reigns because we have to acknowledge the Tribal Chief and some of the other high moments from WrestleMania 40. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Parents, this is your cheat code to understanding your gamer kid. This is Keri Kita, guide for non-gamer parents. I'm Ray.
And I'm Joey. Hardcore gamers, hardcore parents. Let's learn from each other. Dito, Keri Kita.
Hold up.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, we got to acknowledge the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, 1,316 days as undisputed WWE Universal Champion. A lot of people say na siya talaga yung greatest superstar of this generation. Lahat ng ginawa niya for the sport, for the company, for the industry over the last 3.5 years as champion. And you could see that he really relished the role that he played in all of this, especially down to the final moments when Cody went in for the pin. So, Ro, what did you make of Roman and everything he did?
Roman is great. A lot of people will write him off because he was so good and the booking was so good and instrumental in making sure that he was someone that we would all get tedious of. But Roman is elite. A lot of people won't or cannot admit that because they don't know game, they don't know ball, right? So, di nila alam kung paano talaga nagiging elite status, elite level performer si Roman Reigns. And I think that it's only right, and Raw just happened now, and Cody gave Roman his flowers. It's only right that we give Roman his flowers. Everything that's wrong with Roman Reigns is not with Roman Reigns, it's with this booking. And I will argue that the things that were wrong with Roman Reigns' booking is deliberately building up to Cody's cathartic moment. Right? There is no cathartic moment, or it's not as great, it's not as big without the tedium of Roman Reigns. Right? I don't know if I should get into the match structure thing metaphor here, but I'll leave you with what TJP told us one day, that everything is emotional traffic. Roman Reigns was emotional traffic. And you had to get to the traffic to feel the sense of relief in somebody finally dethroning him. And again, a lot of people will not appreciate that. Because who appreciates traffic? who sits in a traffic jam and says, "This is great. I'm gonna feel a sense of happiness after I get through this traffic." So
traffic and not constipation yung analogy natin.
No, because that's what TJ told us. It's traffic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in it. Because traffic is when you experience traffic, you want it so desperately to be over. You want the change of pace. You want the speeding up to happen. Because that's what gives you the dopamine. So I hope that, you know, history will look fondly back on Roman Reigns. Like, yes, it has been a little too long. But the last year of his reign, this particular last 365 or so days of his reign, was highly instrumental in making sure that Cody did get the moment that he and Dusty deserved.
Yeah, Hobby Stadium, that's what I was trying to say. Hobby Stadium viewing party, may sumisigaw ng 5 more years ng main event. And that was like the funniest fucking thing ever. Diba? Kasi hindi naman siya seryoso. Right? The fact na naisip niya na 5 more years. Ang messed up nun eh, diba? But then at the same time, kahit yes, natapos na ni Cody yung story niya and the catharsis was there, it really is a change of times, diba? Iba na yung nasa lead ng whole crew na to. I also felt like Roman Reigns really deserves his flowers. We saw it on social media, right? At least I saw it on social media. That he was there to play a role that he was given. Diba? We've talked about this on the pod multiple times. Yung mga wrestlers in WWE, they're really just actors in a role. Diba? And sometimes the roles are bad. Right? Hindi naman nila kasalanan yun. Doesn't mean that they're not great actors, diba? Certainly does not mean that Roman Reigns isn't a great superstar. But it also just means na there were times in his story that he really shone and he really played to his strengths, diba? Hindi siya, alam niya what type of wrestler he was, alam din niya what type of storyteller he was. That's why later in his career, napansin natin, bumabagal na yung matches niya, diba? Nagdadagdag na siya ng character elements mid-match. And it is really what made him shine more as this dominant nearly 5-year champion dito sa run niya. So definitely much respect to Roman Reigns. And sana enjoy niya yung bakasyon niya. Diba? Sana mahumilata siya buong araw because he definitely deserves it.
Mikey, Emil, thoughts on Roman?
As much as this weekend has been fuck Vince McMahon, Vince absolutely picked the right guy to be the banner bearer of WWE. Vince was just using Roman wrong nung first few years. But he got it absolutely right in Roman Reigns. He is the guy to hitch your wagon on and go into this new era. And Roman is half of the story. So it's also important that Roman plays his role well. And he absolutely did. This story wouldn't have a satisfying ending without Roman. And I feel like people doesn't think that because, of course, they, you know, medyo nahabaan na din sila with this title reign, but it absolutely needed to be this long for the ending and that moment to be more satisfying. And we acknowledge the tribal chief. He is the tribal chief still. And at this point, he's already like top 5 or on the Mount Rushmore of WWE at this point for me. So
I will say as a theater education background person, I will say that Roman Reigns is the best to ever do it. I'm a doer in this sense, not in the athletic sense. And I understand what it means for, because the wrestling has this idea of meritocracy. That's why so many people are upset. Like, that's why there's the indie push for so long. That's why we wanted Bryan. We wanted the good wrestlers, whatever that means, to be the champion. And we didn't think Roman deserved that for however many years. This weekend is evidence that we didn't get it. The audience doesn't get it. And what they need to get, what we need to get, what I needed to get for so long is that what it takes to be the man in the business is not what's being explained in social media or the forums or the podcasts or the blogs. It's the undefinable thing that people like Roman Reigns has, like the it factor. They call it the it factor. I think that's a cop out. I think that's because the people will turn something they don't understand into whatever they want it to mean, diba? Kung guwapo ka, kung may presence ka, it factor na yon. But see, Roman Reigns is guapo and athletic and amazing. But I think it's hard to explain what he does that does it, but what it is that he makes you care. No one has made the audience care as much as Roman Reigns has for so long at such a high level. And the reward is this. Like, us wrestling fans will think, now it's over kasi talo na, wala na siyang championship belt. And now it's someone else's turn. But I feel like, I don't know, man. If you're an actor and you do your role that well for that long telling this story, I feel like now all the more he's the greatest to ever do it. I don't think it's sunsetting Roman Reigns. I think this is take your curtain call. Let's tell the next story. You're the greatest to ever do it, Roman.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that the audience doesn't get it because they don't get it. And I was once an audience member that didn't get it. I wanted to explain why Roman Reigns is so good in his role. It's because for the longest time after post-Shield breakup, Vince wanted him to fit the role of this superhuman good guy in the vein of Hulk Hogan and John Cena. Right? While he is a good guy, a good person underneath, he's a good father, he's a good role model. Roman Reigns is a good person. Joe Anoa'i is a good person. Pero syempre, may mga tao na mabuti sila, pero may natural na pagkakupal din sila. And that's what Roman Reigns brought to the table. He not only understood his role, he was also pretty natural in his role. And being natural in that role allows you to really, you know, excel in the little things and help bring that authenticity to the story, to the character, diba? I'm sure Mikey would know, being the theater guy here, but he understood his role perfectly and who he needed to be in the story, opposite the other guy, the face who was always trying to conquer him.
So yeah, we acknowledge the tribal chief definitely deserves his flowers. Roman Reigns, take a bow. You deserve it. Other champions were crowned nung WrestleMania weekend. There were a total of, let me count, 7 title changes nung WrestleMania 40. And I'm counting the Drew title change and then the Damian Priest cash-in. So 7 yun total. We got to start with Priest. Kasi a lot of people were saying na, Priest, ang tanga mo. Anong nangyayari? Ba't di ka nagka-cash-in? And then, you know, Drew McIntyre gets his moment. Kuda ng kuda kay CM Punk. Kinarma siya. And then Priest came in and swooped in at the right moment and got his Seth Rollins moment from 31. So what did you think of that whole sequence of events, Emil? Because that was pretty funny in terms of like karmic justice for Drew McIntyre.
That was so satisfying. Kasi all this time, Drew has been going at it at Punk. While also saying to Rollins, oh, you're too focused on the bloodline. And he's doing the same thing, but to Punk. So it was awesome. Drew got his moment, but and also another person got his moment. So it's like hitting two birds in one stone, I guess. And finally, you know, finally, we were worrying about Priest and his Money in the Bank situation. It's going to be a year in a couple of months. And I don't know about like what's gonna happen with Priest, and I'm glad that they finally found that spot for para maising it natin tong, I don't know if that's the plan all along or is this one of those things that nagkataon lang talaga. It's the perfect moment for him to cash in. Either way, it was a great moment.
Tino, you know, I'm not sure how big of a believer you are in karma, but were you satisfied with the payoff, with how Drew had been needling Seth and Punk and how nobody paid attention to Damian Priest because the Judgment Day was booked in this six-pack ladder tag team match?
First of all, I believe in karma. Karma is digital and all that. Pero I also believe that, yes, kasi nung una, nung nanalo na si Drew McIntyre, parang, yes, he finally did it. He finally finished his own story. Kumbaga, diba? He finally did it. And then he started talking trash about CM Punk. And then, doon na ako nagka-needling na, may mangyayari. Kasi you don't talk trash for that long. Diba? He took about 5-10 minutes of everybody's time just to talk trash to CM Punk. And Punk was just there, parang just there to just take it until suddenly he ripped his brace off. Sabi ko, doon na may mangyayari. Kudos to Damian Priest, man. I've always been a Damian Priest fan for like the longest time, even as Punishment Martinez. Ang saya niya panoorin as a big man that can go, right? So I've always been a Priest fan. The cash-in was unexpected, but very satisfying on my end. And really, I haven't seen Raw, right? So I don't really know how this all plays out. But really, it opens the door for so many other story opportunities. Kasi, syempre, dyan pa si Seth, he has a rematch clause. And then Drew also gets a rematch clause. And then basically, everybody gets a rematch clause, diba? So it's another clusterfuck in the best way possible for what is considered to be the workhorse championship, diba? So ako, I like that idea of this championship potentially bouncing around. Or potentially being in the cusp of three different guys at this point. So I like that they're introducing all these story elements to a title that is going to be constantly defended. So I guess it all works out for me.
Mm-hmm. Mikey, does the Sami Zayn championship win against Gunther take away from the Cody moment? Kasi very parallel yung paths nina Sami and Gunther and Cody and Roman, diba? Even to the point where Gunther's telling Sami na you don't even believe in that you can beat me. It's very similar to the Cody story beats.
It would have if it was all in one night, but it wasn't. I was saying this after Sammy won. I was saying, oh no, Sammy won. And stupid wrestling brain was like, Sammy won. Shucks, that means matatalo si Cody and si Seth sa main event. Kasi kailangan manalo si Cody bukas. So, and conflicted ako sa main event kasi I wanted Cody to win kasi I wanted a fair fight. But then, having Sammy just win meant that they weren't going to do two happy endings on the first night and then another happy ending on the third night. That's not satisfying. Story structure doesn't satisfy us that way. So it doesn't take it away because it was two nights. It was told perfectly and we are... And you can hear it sa cry ni Samantha Irvin. Like, umiiyak siya kay Sammy. Tapos umiiyak din siya lalo kay Cody. So it felt like it was parallel with my tears also on both occasions.
Mm-hmm. Partida siya na yung announcer, hindi pa niya alam yung finish. So good job, man. Good job, everybody.
She doesn't like to know the finishes. It's a deliberate decision on her part.
Eling.
Yeah. You know, even the commentators, they can say if they want to hear the decision beforehand or not. What about Bayley, Ro? Kasi, diba, we didn't really see Bayley winning when we did our predictions. So, what did you think of Bayley getting her own moment
against? I saw Bayley winning. I called me too.
Me too. Nothing is ever, or very few things are ever an accident in the Triple H, the Paul Levesque era, diba? So, I did see Bayley winning. Why tell the Batista story if she wasn't, diba? I'm actually writing. As we're having this conversation, my review na late, and I thought that she earned. Here's a meritocracy. She earned her win, and she proved why she was the choice for the underdog to top dog woman spot nung NXT, nung panahon niya sa NXT. This is way before the man Becky Lynch, and the man was the least of the four horsewomen at that time, right? So I think a lot of people were pulling for Bayley. She had that natural magnetism that, you know, led her to be the role model in the first place, you know, the hugger in the first place, the super over baby face woman in the first place. So, tama lang to. Io Sky got her acknowledgement as a champion level wrestler in Triple H's WWE. And Bayley gets the right moment that she has. After a couple of years spent away from the championship and, you know, really after a sitting duck run as champion back then, nung pa si Vince.
Mm-hmm. The other title changes that happened, yung undisputed tag team championships are no more. So now we have Awesome Truth as the Raw Tag Team Champions and A-Town Down Under, who were rumored to be getting replaced at WrestleMania at the last moment, they walked away as SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So, Chino, what do you think about Awesome Truth getting all of these comedic moments, R-Truth in particular, dating back to his return late last year, leading up to a big WrestleMania moment like this, na at 52 years old, or however young R-Truth is, he got his first WrestleMania win.
Yeah, good job, R-Truth and The Miz, man. I'm all for it, you know. I think it's their reward, it's their payoff for doing what they've done in the past few weeks that they've been teaming together, diba? It's a nice homage to all the people who've stuck around, people who played their part, diba? The good hand, so to speak, of the locker room, diba? It's funny because umiikot ulit sa internet yung story na sinipas ni The Miz from the locker room. And had that happened, na umalis na siya ng WWE completely and turned off by the whole situation, then hindi natin makukuha tong moment na to where everybody's just really happy for two guys who've been sports entertaining us for many, many years. So I'm glad that they got their payoff. That said, I'm pretty sure they're here for a good time, not a long time. It's nice that they got the title win, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a long reign for both of them. Whereas with the other side, with A-Town Down Under, yung upswing nila mas mataas because they are still associated with Logan Paul, who retained, and they are still pretty young as well. I'm not saying that dominant champions sila, but they just have so much upswing for them as a team and as individual superstars. So congrats to both teams.
Yeah. Emil, Austin Theory finally looks good coming out of a WrestleMania. And then Grayson Waller in his debut walks out a champion.
Yeah, very surprising. Like, I was thinking another team was going to win the SmackDown Tag Team titles. But I was happy that it's them. Because Loki, I think, build up this in Triple H, and for them to fight to get their moment. Grayson Waller, this is his first Mania, so first Mania champion again. And Austin Theory has been also last year nanalo din siya, so this year nanalo ulit. So it's definitely sign of trust to Triple H na these two can are working together. These two are great together, and you know he rewarded them with a tag team title run here. So very surprising, but also it's a welcome thing for me. Like when they won, like okay, like yeah, it's good. It's good that they won the titles. It's also a reward because before they became a tag team, Austin was kind of lost in the shuffle. Grayson was the new guy, and putting them together was, I think, the best thing to happen for both of them. And this is the reward for it.
Mm-hmm. Last couple of things because we're running out of time here. NXT Stand and Deliver also happened. You know, I mean, we're all lost in the shuffle of the best WrestleMania ever. But Ro, my big thoughts ka ba coming out of NXT Stand and Deliver?
Not really. I mean, it's mostly the same things. Shempre, it's a little more muted because it's still NXT after all. And, you know, Cody finishing the story. Trick one, it's great. Mostly status quo naman ang nangyari. So,
yeah, other than Roxanne winning and Julia being seen on TV.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't feel like it was, I don't know, maybe I have to watch it again, but I didn't quite feel that it was cathartic for Trick. I don't know if it's because I hadn't been able to attentively tune into NXT over the past few weeks, but alam mo yun, it wasn't that big of a moment. Like, I feel like there was something missing. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I will have to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. Julia, the big star coming out of Stardom and the Joshi scene in Japan, finally part of WWE. She got her picture with Triple H pointing at her. We saw her at ringside alongside William Regal and Rossi Ogawa. Guys, what do you think about this signing and how big this could be for the NXT Women's Division?
I'm excited for it, honestly. Because Julia is a name that has been matunog na siya even before coming to WWE. So, this is a welcome development, and we all know Triple H's history with booking Joshi wrestlers. So I'm excited. I don't even think she's going to be in NXT for that long because she's already that good. She just got to learn how the WWE system works now, I guess. Just like with every other Japanese wrestler that was signed to WWE. But I don't expect her to be in NXT for too long. And I'm very excited for it. You know, that's she is a star in the making, in my opinion.
I only saw her my first Julia match a few days ago. For some reason, basta feed ko yung strong women's championship between her, Mercedes, the Aparazzo, and another girl, I think, another Joshi wrestler that I can't remember. But from what I've seen in that match, Fatal 4-Way, it's so easy to get lost in the shuffle that she didn't, and she was able to keep up with established female wrestlers like Mercedes Moné, like Deonna Purrazzo. So I really, from what I saw in that one match, am excited for what she can bring to the women's division of either the main roster or NXT. Joshi wrestlers, they've had a history with the previous era of being misbooked, but again, under this new management, we know na hindi na malaking factor yung communication skills na coming into play. And really, with that being said, the respect that they are given and the ability that they possess, the sky's the limit for people like Julia coming into the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Igaro, any thoughts on Julia?
All I'll say is, siyempre, there is a reason why the WWE machine scouts these people. There's a reason why they sign these people. And it's funny because I've seen already some people, some AEW fans get mad at the fact that, oh, Julia, they're not explaining who she is. But it was only, you know, it's only showing her in the crowd. Obviously, the myth making is going to happen when she does show up on NXT television already. This is just the pre-signing bonus. So, I fully believe that they will explain to us who she is the same way they've explained guys, women like Io Sky, Asuka, Kairi Sane, diba? So we'll all find out. I mean, it's okay if you don't know her yet. I will admit as well that I am not fully familiar with her body of work yet, but we will all find out soon enough. That's what they do. They know how they know how they should market people.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be winding down now. So, Mikey, we just got to say thanks again for joining us for this very special episode, unpacking and processing our feelings and syempre celebrating our 10th anniversary along with us. Where can people find you and read your thoughts that you want to just put out there, regardless of whether or not you'll be wrong in the future?
All right. Thank you so much. Happy anniversary to you guys. I'm so glad to be here every time I'm here. So you guys can find me on X, but I don't like that place, even if I said the stuff this weekend. On Threads, at Mikey Llorin, M-I-K-E-Y-L-L-O-R-I-N. On hurryupthecakes.net. And I have a few podcasts here and there. The Hurry Up The Cakes podcast. Ro and Stan have been on it. And You Chose Poorly with Kay Sawyer Paul, another wrestling person. We rarely talk about wrestling, though. But yes, thank you for that, and thanks for letting me blog. Appreciate you guys.
No, thank you always for making time for us, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Our Picks of the Week special also coming up on your feed probably by tomorrow as you're listening to this, and of course our weekly live stream happening on Thursday at 7 p.m. facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast, same handle on YouTube, and then we will see you on April 20 for our 10th anniversary event. It's the Wrestling Podcast quiz night at Hobby Stadium in New Manila. Thank you again to everybody who joined us for our viewing parties at Skinny Mike's BGC and at Hobby Stadium. Thank you for not making a mess and for keeping a good time going with everybody involved. And we appreciate and acknowledge every single one of you.
Also, shout out to Figure Four belts, Figure Four championship belts that put that in display to Hobby Stadium. Thank you to Alvin and his team that really just, what an attraction to see all those belts customized and hand-stitched in Hobby Stadium.
Yeah, so that's Alvin Saflor and the rest of his team at Figure Four Championships. Thank you as well to our partners, Hobby Danzy, Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, Champre Hobby Stadium, and Skinny Mike's BGC. Thank you as well to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at TPN for producing all these podcasts and all the work that they do behind the scenes. On behalf of our special guest, Mikey Llorin, as well as my co-hosts, Rowan ASH, Emil Nate, Chino Liao, and Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, ending another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.